Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm glad you're here. Pat Weber is here. I'm glad she's here, too. And I've been glad she's here for a long time. She's been with us now for many, many years. Original member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top salespeople on the planet. Sales training experts, I should say, on the planet. She's a pretty good salesperson, too, by the way. She especially focuses these days on helping introverts get more sales, and that's what she's here to talk to us about. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here, as always. And, you know, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about Twitter, a little bit about some of the social media stuff. Is social media, does that make things easier for introverts? Is social media custom-made for introverts?
In one way, it makes it easier. In one another way, it perpetuates the myth about introverts.
Does it also kind of give them an extra crutch to keep them in from getting out of their sort of getting out into the, you know, meeting the world halfway?
Yeah, in one way, it's good because it gets you out there meeting more people. I mean, that is the whole idea all these social networks, whether or not people, I've noticed people use them, try to get to some magical number, and then they disappear. So obviously that's like taking a sales job for a few months, finding out it's a little tougher than you thought, and then looking for something else. And then on the other hand, what you're saying, Jim, is, and I find this because I use a lot of tools on all these social networks to try to find out about my market, what they need to know to make themselves more effective in business. And I see that they'll say, in particular on Twitter, this is perfect for me, the introvert, who does not want to meet people.
Oh.
Well, see, that being antisocial is not what
that's not being an introvert, is it? Antisocial is not the same thing as being an introvert.
No, because The only thing that introvert and extrovert has to do with is where you get your stamina, your energy,
what
keeps you going all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first started as a corporate trainer back in I was with a corporation when I started, but when I went out on my own in 1990, and I would always mention to people, God, I'm exhausted at the end of a full day of training. And some people would say, really? I'm so energized. I'm just ready to go meet with all the people who attended and move on with the next program the next day. I thought there was really something wrong with me, but then I started to think about, wait a minute, I'm an introvert. I get my energy from myself. If I don't take time through the day in socializing with people, and when I was a salesperson, that's really when I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm calling from one account to another, one prospect to a customer, to a prospect to a customer, it's exhausting if you don't manage your own time to just take a break. So it has nothing to do with being antisocial. It just, and that's why maybe you're saying, Jim, are some of the introverts using Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever they're using as a crutch to kind of stay away. It is a little more comfortable, truthfully, to stay behind the computer at times and say, oh, good, I'm connecting with people. But at some point, you have to really go see people. I mean,
well, right. And, you know, the thing that I was thinking is that, you know, the way to think of it, if you're an introvert, the way to think of it is not as a crutch, but as a tool that makes it handy, you know, because even if you're feeling like you want to be alone, you don't want someone else's energy, you can, but when you do that, if you're in sales and you feel that way, then you might be unemployed at that moment, you know? And so, So it's so, sort of like, you know, sort of like when you're a business owner, if you take a nap, you're unemployed. If what I was going to say, though, is that if you use that as a way of connecting with people when you are kind of being more introverted, then you don't feel so guilty. You're not really having to meet people face to face, but you're still connecting. You're still being productive, when you're trying to be introverted. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that I was thinking about when you were talking, what would it be like in terms of a metaphor? It's almost like all these social networks are kind of like a lamp. You know, they give you one part of the tool to meet people. But the next thing you have to do is put that light bulb in the lamp. And that means you either have to email directly, you have to pick up the phone. That's my favorite thing. I've made so many good connections by moving past the computer phase and picking up the phone.
Right.
And then, number three, you've got the lamp, you've got the light bulb in the lamp, you have to turn it on. You have to physically sometimes meet people in person, particularly if it's in your own neck of the woods that you're using all this social networking for.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just, I like how you said it's a tool to get there. So it's a lamp, put the light bulb in, but then turn the darn switch on so
right.
You get light.
Exactly. Well, you know, I know that one of the things you try to do is help introverts stay motivated. And how to create an environment for them to be motivated and I just wondered if social media was part of that, if that contributes to that. And I could see where it would, but I could also see where you could devolve into, and this is the one thing I worry about social media, is people getting the idea that just by being busy in social media is being productive. That's not the same thing either.
Exactly. I think one way, you know, for introverts to stay motivated in business, because really, Jim, you and I have had this conversation before, and I actually listened to other of your radio spots, so I know that in
you're the one
dilemma of social media, there's, of course, two or three sides. I kind of fall in the middle. It's definitely not a fad. It is a trend. You have to learn how to work it so it is productive. You know, small business owners who have a brick-and-mortar business, they may not see the benefit of Twitter. But
hold on to that Twitter thought, Pat. We have to take a quick break. We've got to be gone for a minute or two here, ladies and gentlemen. You know how this works? 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pat Weber. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's good the emotions on a god face? There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began, play.
Welcome back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We got whatever you need there. 5 seconds. You got 1 minute, 5 seconds, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. And anything under the small business sun. We got articles, archives, brain trust. We got experts coming out of our ears there. Probably 1,600 brain trust members like our good friend Pat Weber. Check out my blog while you're there. We post to that three times last week on a regular basis, the knowledge base. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter, too, by the way. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon for free. Get you ready get you ready for the week ahead. Pat Weber, as I said, is our guest. Pat, we need to know how to find you online. Oh, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. And now, Pat, you.
On Twitter, Pat Weber.
See how simple this is, folks? This is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. Give us your website, Pat.
Patricia-Weber.com. That's so, Weber with one B, like in the grill.
Yeah, like she. Those coupons, those dividends from all those Weber grills keep coming in, don't they?
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Pat. We're talking about creating a motivating environment for introverts, and we were talking about the influence of social media.
Yeah.
And what about the other sites? Are they do they help? You know, we talked about Twitter. I mean, there's Facebook, LinkedIn, those kinds of things. Do introverts use those to their advantage?
Well, I don't know that too many people use any of them to their advantage because it's so, you know, it's such a hyped thing right now that people are just jumping on it without any thought.
So you're not seeing a lot of
plan or strategy.
Some people
are. Really, introverts have an advantage with that. Usually we're thinking things through. And we started to talk about using social media. How does that work to motivating the environment? And I was thinking about the differences. I have a speaking engagement coming up this Thursday for one of our local chambers
right.
of commerce. And one of the things about social media and the business owner who might have introverts on their staff, and somehow introverts always find their way into selling. I don't know how.
Why is that?
I actually do know how I got. But
why is that, Pat?
Well, everybody is different. I just was encouraged by people. They said to me, you know, you speak so clearly and concisely, and you can explain.
Well, and that smile. I think it was the smile,
Pat. Well, what did I know at 21 years old? So
Pat, I think it was the smile.
It could have been. I actually do have so many people say you have a smile that just communicates more than anything.
Yeah.
But somehow introverts find themselves there, and then they're being taught by extroverts, of course, and that's very difficult because we want to leverage our own advantage, not an extrovert's
advantage. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, get out there and meet people. Go meet as many people as you have. It is a numbers game. Yeah, it's a number game. You've got to meet a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. Anyway, I think if a business owner has introverts on their staff, particularly now in still a tough economy. I don't know if you're finding that, Jim, as you talk with people. Small businesses are, in particular, having. It depends what industry.
It's a tough year for a lot of people.
Party, and her husband owns a variety of retail electronic shops, and she is in the health industry as far as dermatology, not doctors, but skin and beauty and massage and things. Her business, she said, is up 20%, and her husband's is down. So it's different for everybody. But when you have introverts on staff and you're thinking, will social media help me? Well, after you've got through the strategizing and the planning and out and figuring out how you're going to do it, an introvert might be the best person to get it started for you or come in the middle and keep it going because it is energizing to them knowing that at first, they're just there at the beginning stage helping you meet the customer.
Right.
Get them
right.
But you have to measure all those things. Like, I know my Twittering gets me subscribers to my e-zine. It
right.
brings people to my blog.
But see, you and I, Pat, you and I are in a different
concept.
Kind of a business, Pat. We're word merchants, so to speak.
And what?
We're word merchants, and so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we sell ideas. We don't sell equipment, and but, you know, we don't sell inventory, that kind of thing as much. And so it makes it – social media is a little easier for us. But it's you know, it's different for folks who have traditional businesses.
Well, okay. Where would you place Vitamin Shoppe?
Well, what do you mean
– traditional –
That's a traditional – that's a Main Street business.
Well, Vitamin Shoppe, I don't know if they are on Twitter. I will look. But I do know that what they have is a lot of information – about the products they sell. Like if you're looking for a vitamin B supplement
right.
because you know
right.
it raises your energy,
right.
then they'll send you a link to learn all this about vitamin B. So you could very easily, if you have Twitter and you're a typical brick and mortar
business, it works.
You could Twitter and ask
mm-hmm.
people to come to your blog.
You just have
not so much your website, because websites, I don't know, unless you're treating it like a blog, it's probably static. It's not changing. So you want to get people over to your blog where you're providing information. They're opting into a list. That's key.
Pat, I got to wrap it up. Will you give us your website one more time?
Yes, patricia-weber.com.
Thank you, Pat, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break. Right back with our Clanner after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.